With the number one starting position, Martin Boozer does not hold back. He runs in front of everyone to start the race. I'm Steve Heimel.
Support for APRN Iditarod coverage comes from Wells Fargo, proud supporter of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race and dedicated to helping people reach their goals on and off the trail. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far.
The School of Management at the University of Alaska Southeast is open for business with courses in accounting, information systems, and public administration. Degree programs and courses available online. Learn more at uas.alaska.edu. This message sponsored by University of Alaska Southeast.
The 41st running of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race is underway and on its way into the Alaska Range and Rainy Pass. With 45 teams, this year's race has drawn 6 returning champions, plus a host of other fiercely competitive teams. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
It's nearly impossible to pick a list of potential top 10 teams this year. Even 3-time Iditarod finisher Jake Berkowitz was having a tough time before the start.
There's probably 15 teams that are vying for a top 10.
Berkowitz says he's definitely heading to Nome, looking for a first-place finish.
You know, I think we have a solid race plan that fits our dog team, and they're healthy. I mean, they're all 16 just ran the Quest, so they're just ready to start scooting down the trail.
But he'll have to keep tabs on teams like defending champion Dallas Seavies. Seavey became the youngest musher to win the race when he crossed under Nome's Burled Arch last year.
What made us win last year wasn't an exact training schedule. It was not an exact any one method of doing things. It was finding what the dogs needed and accommodating that. So, yeah, we're taking everything we learned from last year, taking the same principles and applying them to this year, but not doing the exact same training. These are different dogs.
Seavey has combined what he calls the core of last year's team with a new group of young dogs. They'll be chasing down his father, Mitch, also a former Iditarod champion who's running his 20th last great race. But the Seavies aren't the only mushers trying to uphold the family name.
That's what the Mackeys do.
Jason Mackey is the son of champion Dick and the brother of champions Rick and Lance.
I cuss my dad daily sometimes, you know, like, why'd you have to do this, Dad? Because, you know, all kids want to follow in their dad's footsteps. And then when I was at the finish line 78 to watch my dad, I was only 6 years old, but I remember it like it was yesterday. And that inspired me. From that day, I knew I wanted to race dogs.
This is his third Iditarod, and this year, his team is the talk of the dog yard.
They do really look good. I'm more than happy with them.
This Mackey doesn't have the sponsorship support that his brother Lance does to run the race every year, but the hunger to win and competitive drive his family is known for isn't lost on him.
You know, everybody says, you know, are you going to win? Well, yes, I am going to win. One day, I will win this race, and I'm not going to give up until I do.
There are also mushers like Mike Ellis. It's unlikely his slower but highly trained Siberian Huskies can win the race, but the Two Rivers musher has a very good chance of breaking the record for Siberians set by Blake Frecking in 2010. Other highly trained dogs include Allie Zirkel's go-to leaders Kito and Olivia.
Kito's going to start and lead for me. Olivia's going to start and swing just because Olivia's a little spunky right now. She needs to just calm herself down a little bit, and so I'm having her run with her brother Rambler, and those two can just burn up the trail in one behind lead because I really don't need to go out of here at 13 miles an hour.
Zirkel finished second last year with both dogs. Kito and Olivia were with her. This year, they led her husband Alan Moore's team to his first Yukon Quest win just last month. 4-time champion Martin Boozer started this year's race for the 30th time. He says it's not the mushers who have improved over 3 decades. Instead, it's the dogs.
The beauty of having seen the changes over the last 30 years is they used to be standout teams. Now, there's no more standout teams. These dogs are so athletic and so incredibly well bred and trained. It's beautiful to see from an observer's point of view. Of course, it's horrible from a competitor's point of view.
On the Iditarod Trail in Willow, I'm Emily Schwing.
Follow the coverage of this year's Iditarod at alaskapublic.org and on Twitter at APRN.
This is APRN,